Step out. Welcome to Spiritcast. Hello, I'm your host Hannah.
And I'm Sierra.
And welcome to the 8th episode of Spiritcast.
Yay!
This episode is gonna be, might be short, but that's okay.
Yeah. The energy's running low tonight.
I know.
But we have to get this out because we...
We're behind a little
bit.
Yeah,
we kind of skipped a week a little bit.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. No matter how many professional dreams I have for this podcast, it's still very low-key, and that's okay. That's where we are right now. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm just, like, excited for the concert that's coming up. That's my energy level right now. I'm just, like, really chill. And then on the weekend, I'm going to be really excited.
Oh, yeah. So we bought our ticket. We're going to share a ticket because apparently that's going to be possible. I hope that's going to be okay.
I hope so.
I mean,
if not, I'll just, I don't know.
Because we tried signing in. We share a VLive account, right? Or did you say yours was different? We both use the same one, right?
Yeah, we can use the same one.
Okay. Because we were both on it at the same time and it didn't kick either one of us off, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully we can both watch.
I know, that'd be horrible if, like, only one of us can watch it. You'd have to, like, tell me what's going on.
Well, I mean, you can... Yeah, I mean, because we want to watch it together, but then we can go back and watch it again later, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how long it's going to be.
I don't know. Probably, like, a normal concert length.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe longer.
I know we put it in our calendars, but I already forgot. It's on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good, and it's at a good time, so.
Yeah, for us. I'm so grateful.
I know.
I cannot stay up till like, 2 a.m. and wait for that.
I know. I'm just having flashbacks to when we, like, stayed up for the Olympics.
I know. Oh, my God. I mean, worth it, but.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person that can go to sleep for a little bit and then set an alarm and wake up.
Oh, no.
Because I just, like, once I'm asleep.
Yeah,
if I wake up, I'm like, oh, this isn't worth it, and I'll just go back to sleep no matter what. No matter what it is, I'll just go back to sleep. So I have to stay up until it happens. Even if that means, like, 4 a.m. or something.
No. I know, I feel like we have the worst time zone, though.
Oh, I think so, for sure.
I think PST is the worst.
Yeah, except I actually don't mind 8 a.m. releases. It's kind of early, but, like, it could be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if when it's 8 a.m. releases for us, which it's like kinda, 12 a.m. for them, then it's that's okay.
Nice. Yeah.
But I would, like, I am jealous of, like, the Eastern Coast, because then they get it was like 3 hours early. Three hours. They're 3 hours ahead of us, right? So for us, it's 8 o'clock, and for them, it's 11, which would be such a nice time.
But for these, like, concert teasers, it's been coming out at, like, 10 p.m. for us. So East Coast is gonna be later.
I thought it was later than that.
Yeah, it just came out like half an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, one really? Picture came out, yeah.
Wait, what is it?
It's like a group picture for their concert merch. I don't know, I like the styling for the photo shoot. They look like college boys.
Oh, these pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, my mind completely blanked. I did not know. Yeah, it's like the clothes styling doesn't match the scenery, but it doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. Yeah. You're right. It does look like a college group of friends.
Oh my gosh! I wish guys dressed like that at our college, or at least mine.
If I saw a guy walking around like Changbin looks like right here with like a leather jacket and the Converse, I would not talk to him. I'd be so scared. I mean, I wouldn't talk to any of them, but
I think
the only one that looks like they'd be in my classes is Jisung Felix. That's it.
I know, who'd wear a headband to class? I don't know. It's just...
Singman's all denim look. Actually, I've seen a lot of guys that look like what Hyunjin's wearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Well, just like the jacket. I don't know what's below the jacket, but I don't know. I feel like just that type of jacket.
That's true.
A very Northern California type of.
So true.
And then people like Jungin, you just don't see them at all.
No.
Wearing that type of thing. Not boys, anyways. I would see girls, probably.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, also, speaking of Jungin, I like his hair color a lot. It's really pretty. Oh,
me too. I think he looks good.
That turquoise is so pretty. Yeah, I mean, this styling is really calm compared to the last couple, like, I don't know, with God's Menu and then with Backdoor, I feel like there were some really strong looks that people yeah. were, like, either loved or hated, but this is very, I don't know, very serene and very normal.
I thought it was for their season's greetings at first. I don't know, it kind of seems like it would be.
It could be, yeah.
That's still coming out someday. I don't know. I saw Twice's, but I don't know why Stray Kids. It's probably going to come out tomorrow.
Maybe. Or maybe, like, right after their concert.
Yeah.
They're probably just trying to get that done with first.
True. Also, like, I'm waiting for the Skizoo. I know.
I don't know what
that is. It's been so long.
Okay, I feel like I saw someone say something about that the other day. But I don't remember if they were just mentioning it or if one of the boys had said something about it. Did you see anything about, like, one of the Stray Kids members mentioning that?
I did not.
Okay, maybe it was just someone else talking about it then. But, yeah, we still have no idea what that would be.
I know, like, there's not much time left before the end of the year, so.
Yeah, because it's mid-November right now, which is just a month and a half. That's it.
Wow. I have no idea.
Do season's greetings usually come out in November? Or is there not really a time frame for that?
I don't know. I just saw, like, all of SM's artists already, like, come out with their pictures at least.
Uh-huh.
And then Twice. And that was all I saw. Probably other groups already released theirs, but I don't know. Stray Kids is taking a long time.
They're perfecting it.
I know.
It'll be worth the wait.
But yeah, I'm excited for the concert. I hope they do, like, different subunit songs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm expecting a lot.
You mean different than the ones that they've released on the album?
Or yeah. Just performing. I don't know. Just, like, maybe special stages.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm expecting. Who knows?
I mean, I know they'll deliver.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for that too, actually. That's something to look forward to next weekend.
I know, finally. Something I can actually look forward to. Oh, man. This year.
We should have a... I don't know, we should just see if anyone else is going to watch it in the Discord, and then, like, if anyone wants to talk about it while it's happening.
True. That is very true.
Yeah, so if you are a podcast listener and you're going to watch the concert, then we will be, like, if enough people want to talk about it, we'll be talking about it in the Discord probably. And if you have your Stray Kids light stick like me, we can all wave them together. Yay!
I have an EXO light stick, but I'll put a Felix photo card on top of it.
Tape Stray Kids over it.
Stray Kids. Yeah, I'm sure Twitter's gonna be blowing up that night. Yeah. So.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be interesting.
Well, I won't look on Twitter, but I'll be looking on Tumblr. I wonder if people. Hopefully, people will talk about it. I mean, if they don't, that's fine. I'll probably just be concentrated on watching the concert. But.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What else did you want to talk about, Anna?
I just watched that cooking video they did.
Oh my god, that made me so hungry.
I know.
I'm so hungry right now.
I don't know why literally I thought it was salivating. So, I thought it was so funny.
Oh my god. I wanted to eat every single one of those things. I don't know what they were, but they looked so good.
I know, the first, like, dish, I think it was Jisung and Changbin made. Mm-hmm. It looked kind of scary.
I know, because they just cut the peppers in there and put them in there.
Just throw it in.
Yeah, that looked very spicy.
Yeah.
But I still would have tried it. I wanted to try it so bad. The one that I thought was the most interesting was the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still don't know what... Like, when they took out all the ingredients, I was like, oh, my God, this is about to be so good. And then I looked at the sandwich. I was like, how did you... What is that? I know it has crab meat on there, and I love crab.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it looked very interesting, but they said it was good. So I mean, really, really am so interested.
I think Minnow made that sandwich. Like. So
yeah,
like,
he did.
I'm so intrigued.
Oh my God, I want to eat. Do you like spicy food? I don't remember.
Yes, Sierra.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh my God.
Who are you talking to?
I'm sorry. That's the tired brain. Oh my God.
Actually, no.
I'm sorry. I can't believe I just asked you that. Oh my God.
I'm wow. So glad we recorded that.
Wow. Oh, oh my God. I apologize. Anyways,
that's so funny.
I wish we could both try all of those.
Yeah.
My spiciness tolerance has gone down, unfortunately.
Really?
Because I didn't eat spicy food at all while I was at school.
Oh.
Last semester. And then... Oh my God, we have this one hot sauce. This is really off topic, but we have this one hot sauce. It's called the Ghost Sauce or something. Or maybe it's just called the Ghost. Ooh. I don't know.
The Ghost.
I've been adding it to everything, Hannah. It's so good.
I want to try so good. It. I maybe, know, like, my dad went to, like, a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, found this hot sauce that's so good. Uh-huh. And then he tried to buy it again, but, like, the shelves were, like, cleared.
Because oh my
I think
God.
Restaurants use this, like, hot
oh.
sauce. So then, like, he went back to the store another week, and he saw they were there, and he bought the whole shelf. So now we have, like, 20 bottles in our pantry.
Do you know what it's called?
It's, like, I don't know. Some off-brand thing.
Okay.
But, like, it's in this, like, interesting bottle. It looks like a medicine bottle.
Huh.
I've never seen what anything like it. I know.
Dang, I really want to try it.
It's so
for
good.
Me, hot sauce is all about flavor because even though I know the point is that you make it spicy, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's the point of adding hot sauce. But if the flavor isn't good, then I don't
that's
like
so
it.
That's so true. Yeah. If it's just spicy and it just tastes weird, it's not
yeah,
good.
If it tastes, yeah, if it tastes weird, then
it
no.
It tastes like chemically, ugh.
Yeah, no. Ugh. But if it has that, you know, that... That hot sauce flavor that's so good. Oh my God, I'm really hungry. What time is it?
It's
oh my God, it's almost 30. 11 o'clock.
Oh yeah. I know, it's really funny how, like, Bangchan doesn't like yeah.
I was surprised because I thought that there were more of them that couldn't handle spice, but maybe mm-hmm. they're just, maybe he's just the worst. Like, no one else is on his level. But I feel so bad for him. Because to look at that food and be like, wow, that looks really good. And then knowing that if you eat it, you're going to be in pain. I think it's worth it, though. I think yeah. it's worth it to eat really good food, even when it's spicy.
Same. Oh my gosh. My dad, like, he bought this, like, the fire, Korean fire noodle.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I guess most people don't put the entire, like, hot packet in.
Oh.
But he put it in the whole thing. Like crying, but he was like, it's so good.
Yeah, oh my God. Also, do you put cheese in your ramen ever?
I don't, but okay. I should.
You should try it. It's really yeah. really good, but I especially like it with spicy noodles or just spicy ramen or whatever because mm-hmm. It kind of tones it down a little bit. So I was surprised. I think it was when Jisung and Changwin were making theirs, the first one, because they, mm-hmm. like, added all the pepper and, like, all the hot sauce and stuff, and then they threw the cheese in there, which
oh,
I think, like, tones down the spiciness a little bit. Not like that. Well, obviously, it's still mm-hmm. spicy. It doesn't do that much, but I really like cheese in the ramen. It's so good.
Oh, dang it, I'm hungry now.
I'm so hungry, and I want to eat.
But, like, my favorite part noodles. Of that video is when Minho, like, tricked Chang.
He's so evil.
Oh my God. It's all spicy. Oh man.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Oh yeah, who won? Oh, Sungmin and Hyunjin.
Sungmin and Hyunjin, yeah.
I want to try theirs.
I know. Theirs looked really good. Because Hyunjin made that rice stuff, and then they also had noodles as well. Oh my god, Hannah, I want to be there.
And honestly, like, Felix's and Jongin's looked really scary.
Oh, the corn dog. Yeah. I was going to say, even those, I really wanted to try. I know, so I tried bad. Anyway. Oh, it looked so good. And I want their chili pepper necklaces. Oh my god. Man. Okay, so I watched that video, and then right afterwards I watched Felix's Sunshine vlog number 2. Oh. Did you watch that yet?
Yeah.
Okay, you know when he goes to the cafe and he's mm-hmm. he just like all the food he eats throughout that video. I watched it directly afterwards. No. Like, oh, I'm so hungry already. Oh, I love when they go eat traditional Korean food because I've never had anything like that ever. Mm-hmm. And it always looks so I love trying new food. And I want to try too. It so bad. Me too, I've never Sarah. Even been to like a Korean barbecue or anything.
I know.
Ever. Me and neither. I just want to try all those foods.
Oh, man. I know one of Carmen's friends like, oh my gosh, you've never had it. I'm like, no, I live in Northern California.
Oh, you never had it either?
Uh-uh.
Oh my god.
I know.
Oh, but Carmen has.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We should try it together, Sierra.
Yeah, me and you are just the same. Oh my god. Yeah, we can go. We can get something spicy. Yes. Honestly, we need to take someone with us though to like teach us how to eat it because
yeah, I feel like that's part of the
experience. Yeah. Oh my god, I want to try everything. I'm not like squeamish when it comes to foods. I will try anything.
Same. I'm so glad I'm not picky.
Me too.
I don't know. I just like no offense to people who are picky, but it's just like. I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to try it. Like, you never know if it's going to taste good or not. And then if it does, then you found, like, some new joy in the world.
Oh, man. God. I love that video. I didn't even, I don't know, I didn't see it in my recommended until today. I don't know why.
With the cooking video?
Yeah.
It kept like, coming up in my recommended, but I didn't watch it till today. But I'm glad I did. Yeah. It was very entertaining. I can't imagine. Like, I know, obviously, like, an idol's career is entertainment. Mm-hmm. But just, like, having to go on shows like that and, I don't know, just, like,
I know what you mean. Like, yeah.
Do stuff. Like, oh, I'd be so bad at that.
I would be terrible.
Yeah.
I just stand in the corner, like, awkwardly.
Yeah, oh my god.
I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, and then, like, having to go along with all the hosts, like, jokes and everything. Oh, yeah. I'd just be so awkward. Speaking of that, I was thinking about that a lot, actually, during the JYP video. Just because...
Oh, really? Oh my god, you're right. Oh my god.
Like, having to just...
Agree with him.
Everything he says, and, like, laugh at his jokes. Oh, like during times like those, I'm so glad they have someone like Jisung on their team because he's so good at just, I don't know, providing entertainment and like putting everyone at ease.
Yeah, he just like lets the conversation flow.
Yeah. And he'll just say something that's like actually funny so then people can actually laugh. And like...
I know, reminds me of Carmen a little bit. If I'm alone, I'm just like, oh my god, I need Carmen.
Yeah, like a conversation mediator kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that video. At the beginning, I thought it was funny because at the beginning, Chan was like, oh, I'm nervous, I'm going to interview JYP.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just JYP talking. Like, it didn't show the parts where anyone was asking him questions. Uh-huh. So it just looked like him talking.
I know.
Like, is this an interview? Like, I know obviously there were the questions that I just didn't read them, but...
I know, they had to, like, speak Japanese in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then switch back to Korean. Oh my god, how did they do that? That's crazy.
I'd get so confused.
I know.
And if you just have, like, one word off, they probably had to restart.
No. Yeah, that's true. I know, but I didn't know that JYP wrote All In.
Me neither.
I don't know why I didn't realize that. But very interesting.
Yeah. I did. So, from what I understand from what they were saying, he, like, wrote the song, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, gave it to Stray Kids, and they wrote the lyrics, right? So, it was a collaboration for both mm-hmm. of them. But I wonder how much his influence actually did go into it. Like, if he really, know. Like, if they did talk about the concept beforehand, or if he really did just give him this, like, mm-hmm. empty song, was like, okay, like, write about whatever you want. And, towards the end of the video, when he was saying that, I guess I never really looked at the lyrics of the song, but when he mm-hmm. was interpreting the all in of the song as mm-hmm. they were going all in for their dream, in terms of being an idol and how it does take a lot and everything, and how he kind of talked about that a little bit, I thought that was interesting. Yeah. And I always think this, but I know when JYP says, oh, Stray Kids has something special, like, you can say that about a lot of groups, mm-hmm. and that's something that you want to say about your groups, because it, you know, like, that's something that you would say, but I truly believe they do have something special, and I always think that he is really lucky to, like, that his, like, the JYP entertainment company is really lucky to be involved with Stray Kids, because they are special. In my opinion.
Yeah, I remember getting into Stray Kids, and, like, I was like, oh my god, dude, I'd be so lucky.
Yeah.
Like, how did they find jackpot. That?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
And I was watching the choreography video or the dance practice video for All In. Did you watch that too?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The choreography is really cool. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things that I didn't see in the music video, and I haven't watched any live performances or anything, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of cool points in there, and I realized my favorite part of the song is the vocal part with Seungmin and Jongin. Oh. Which is kind of rare. Usually I'll like, you know, like a certain mm-hmm. rap verse or something will hit hard. But Seungmin's voice sounds so good when he speaks when he sings in Japanese. I don't mm-hmm. know why. There's something different about it, and it sounds really, really good. So that's my favorite part of the song. But there were some really cool parts in the choreography as well.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I really like the choreography too.
Yeah.
It's just very powerful, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That was another interesting thing that JYP said. He said, oh, so Backdoor and God's Menu were both energetic songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was worried about making something that would clash with that, I think. Yeah. And then he said, but I think we kind of talked about this before, but I think All In does a really good job of meshing with the concept and the energy and like the style. It was a really good connection, but also stands on its own as well.
I agree.
So I think everyone did a good job with that song.
Yeah. I can't imagine just like receiving a song and then you have to write the lyrics for it. I don't know, it seems so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, when you didn't make it.
Yeah.
And I wonder I don't know, I always wonder there's always this weird vibe whenever they're with a JYP, and I know it's just the pressure and it's just like awkward in any case. Yeah. But I just wonder like what they really think of him. I'm so curious. Like, do they really have a bunch? I mean, I think it's possible for them to have a lot of respect for him in some sense, and then mm-hmm. also be like, ah, this guy, you know. But I just wonder, like, do they really actually? I don't know. I just want to know what they think about JYP.
I don't know. JYP is so interesting to me. Like, I could dive into his mind.
And of course, we have a completely different perspective than they do. Like, they know him in a completely different way. So,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. God, JYP. Yeah. But
I feel like there was something else from that video I was going to talk about, but I can't remember.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I think that was it for me.
Okay.
But yeah, from Felix's vlog, though, I was thinking about, like, how much he bakes. I'm just mm-hmm. thinking about food right now.
Yeah, his brownie cake.
Oh, I want to try it so bad. Yeah.
And then that part when Hyunjin comes in the background. So cute.
Was he playing, like, Among Us or something?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And you can hear Bongshan be like, he's never been like this before. I love when you can hear Chan and Felix speaking English to each other just in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so familiar. And I wonder how much, if they only speak to each other in English, like when it's just them two. Or
probably.
If it's really easy for them to, like, switch, or if they kind of, like, do that bilingual thing where it's, like, speaking Korean and English all in the same sentence.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I want more, like, vlogs. I love their vlogs.
Me too.
They're just so heartwarming.
When I saw him walking on the street with all those people, though, I'm like, oh my god.
I know.
I'm so conditioned to not being able to do that. But
he's brave.
I'm glad he was wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear my little cat?
Oh, is that your cat?
Yeah.
Did you hear Gracie earlier? She was meowing too.
Our special guest appearance. How does Minho deal with the cats? I don't understand. He's three cats, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
You can't speak to me about cats, Lehanna, because I love cats.
I do love cats, but I'm a dog person. I just can't stand when they bring stuff inside. They'd be fine if they didn't do that.
I get so mad at Gracie sometimes, but, like, you have to forgive her. She's just a cat, like, even though she's a little bit evil, but she wakes me up really early in the morning to go outside. God. So I get up, and I open the door, and she runs away. And I'm like, okay, so you don't want to go outside, so I go back and lay down in bed. And then, like, a little bit later, she meows to go outside again. I get up, and I open the door. She just looks outside, and then runs away again. I'm like, Gracie! So I have to run and, like, chase her around the room and catch her.
Oh my god.
And put her outside because I don't want her to wake me up again. She's so evil.
Yeah, just don't get a cat door, Sierra.
I won't. Not after your horror stories.
I know
she would bring stuff inside too, and I don't want to do that.
I didn't know she was like this. But she gets bored. Oh yeah.
What else? I don't know, Hannah. My brain is blank.
Yeah.
How long have we been talking?
Like 30 minutes. I think that's okay.
Should this just be a short one?
Yeah, we could just cut it off here.
I apologize to anyone listening.
Yeah. This is our laid-back episode.
Yeah. I'm so tired tonight, but...
But yeah, definitely after the concert, we're going to have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, we'll record our next episode after the concert and talk about that. And I hope that this was a little bit enjoyable. Talking about food. I'm sorry if we made you hungry.
I know.
I'm very hungry right now. I might actually go eat something after this.
Oh, really?
Even though it's 11 o'clock, I might. I don't know.
Nice.
Okay. Well, if you don't have anything else, Hannah, then...
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We'll say goodbye. And everyone have a good rest of your week. If you're gonna attend the concert virtually, and you're in our Discord, then, like I said, if enough people want to, then we will talk to you there about it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.